This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joins us to start next hour. Oh, man. Football's almost here. Femi and Bebefe, Nick Costos, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Femi, let's finalize our awards, bets, and predictions. And by doing so, we will close the door on off-season content and then move on to week one next hour on the show. So we've done a lot of awards content this summer, obviously, with Femi kind of providing, like, here are, like, here's the compass you need to bet these awards. If you missed any of it, you can go back and find it in podcast form. It's all there, all the award stuff for you. This is now the guys that we think will win and are betting to win the awards. Femi, let's start with most valuable player. Who is going to win MVP this season and why?
The MVP is going to come with one of two guys, either Josh Allen or Jordan Love. I have more faith in the Bills having the Gotti record. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. He's at plus 600. This is a bet that I did make earlier this offseason. Had it parlayed with, like, Indiana Pacers to win the East, Oklahoma City to win the title. Like, I just felt that once the schedule came out, it lined up very well for Josh Allen. Jordan Love was a longer shot. That price has been cut a little bit since they traded for Micah Parsons. I think everyone is now on the Jordan Love bandwagon, but those have been two guys. I think those two teams, Buffalo and Green Bay, are going to be your one seed. So why not just bet both? Josh Allen, the shorter guy, Jordan Love, a little bit of now in, like, the dark horse range as opposed to a long shot. But I think it's one of those two. But I think Josh Allen is your MVP winner, and he goes back to back.
What's funny about that, other than the Drake line, I think two guys, I mean, I think Penix is interesting. And you weren't on the show yesterday, Femi, but I picked the Falcons to win the NFC South because I... Watching Alabama lose actually to Florida State, like, really, like, strengthened my resolve on the Falcons this year.
Yeah, how do Falcons fans feel now? They're probably fired up, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know if, like, everyone kind of, like, takes that. It's a kind of, like, a, like, off the beaten path angle that I took, and we'll see if I'm right or not. So you said Allen and Love. When I was thinking about this, and you can make the case for some long shots, right? But this is, like, who's actually going to win? I think it's two guys also, and I have two different guys. Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
And before anyone's like, well, Hurts can't, well, how could he win? He's not going to have the stats. He was going to win a couple years ago before that shoulder injury.
Yep.
I do think that Lamar will have better numbers. I think the Ravens are better than the Bills, and I think the Eagles are better than the Packers. And while I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl this year, I think it's likely that the Ravens have a better regular season record, which makes Lamar more, like, more of a candidate to win. So I think it's between Lamar and Hurts. And I will take, and I know it's a boring pick because he's the favorite. I'll take Lamar Jackson, Femi, as my pick to win MVP this season at plus 500. Now, again, there are other fun guys you could talk about, like Penix for me. I kind of think Jacksonville might have a nice year, but I'm going to stick with Lamar here right now for MVP.
And I think to your point as well, because, like, based on how I handicapped this market earlier this offseason, Buffalo was, like, my 1 point, 1.5 point favorite. That's flipped. Baltimore is now favored. They're now the team that's a little bit more than 50% to win Sunday's game. And like we've said all along, it's not necessarily the head-to-head. It's the seeding that is the matter in MVP. And I think the reason why Josh Allen ended up getting over the edge over Lamar last year, those were the 2-seed. Ravens were the 3-seed. It's a little bit easier to justify as opposed to if it was vice versa.
All right, so that's MVP, Offensive Player of the Year.
The Atlanta Falcons, I'm with you. I think they win this division. I'm going with Bijan Robinson, as he corrected
I wanted you to say Drake London. That's what I wanted you to say. But Bijan's obviously a good choice.
Yeah, I'm just not going to overthink it, because like the fantasy football markets are very, very sharp. You're in those streets, and I think they've been sharp for many, many years. Everyone is talking about this guy as a top two fantasy pick. It's Chase is probably one. Bijan is probably two. Maybe some drafts that goes vice versa. But like Robinson is expected to have a monster year. If the Falcons win this division, I think it's behind him being like that dual threat, flirting with being like an 1,000 guy. Like maybe the receiving yards might not be there, but he's likely to get to 2,000 all-purpose yards with maybe like 1,300 rushing and 700 receiving. I think Robinson's in due for a big, big year. I think he's going to reward a lot of fantasy owners, and I think he's going to win it. It's 14-1. It's a bet that I've made.
So I said yesterday, Femi, when I was doing my season predictions, I think the NFC North and the NFC West could go in a million different directions. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that the Niners have Super Bowl upside this year because I don't trust that defense. And I'm not as big I don't think Brock Purdy's bad, but I don't think he's like a great quarterback. I know some people do. So this one makes me a little nervous, but if we're going to, you mentioned fantasy football, right? And one of my big fantasy football opinions that I've been sharing on the show, and I think our friend Sam Paniadovich likes this bet also from Bet Sweats, and Sam joins us weekly on the show. I'll take Christian McCaffrey at 16, where if he stays healthy, I mean, if I told you, and obviously, you know, no, you can't know this going into a year, but McCaffrey's going to be healthy the whole season, like, is he the favorite? Or like one of the two or three choices, along with like Saquon and Ja'Marr Chase, and he's 16
he's
to
in
one.
The trio.
I'll take Christian McCaffrey and bet Christian McCaffrey 16-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year.
I like it.
What do you got for Defensive Player of the Year?
I've talked about a couple of guys throughout the course of this offseason. One a long shot, one that's kind of in the dark horse range. That the winner, I think, will be the guy that's in the dark horse range, and that's Will Anderson Jr. of the Houston Texans. This one's starting to be a little bit more popular of consuming other football content and getting ready for the season. I think a lot of people are kind of catching on to how good this guy was last year, and Houston's defense is expected to be good once again this year. Team success shouldn't be a problem in the AFC South. I think Anderson has like that 15-plus sack potential, and he's got the reputation as an all-pro as well. I think Will Anderson Jr. is next in line amongst those pass rushers as a guy that's going to win this award. So give me Anderson from a betting standpoint. 12-1 sounds great to me, but I also think he just wins the award because Micah Parsons, yes, he deserves to be a favorite, but like, I don't know, man, this back thing, a little bit shaky, but I think Will Anderson Jr. wins it for the Houston Texans.
You bet on this Wednesday. I love the pick. I love the thought, and I love the price on Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Who's the best player. I like Stingley's awesome too, but Anderson's like a marquee, more of a marquee player, pass rusher.
He's a monster.
Yeah, but dude. Like, look at him. Like, he looks like the
action
Predator.
Figure.
Like, he's like an action figure. Like, he's an alien. Like, it's unreal. He doesn't look like a human being. He's like an alien. And the Texans have the upside to be the best defense in the league. But if I'm picking Houston to miss the playoffs and not win the AFC South. So I can't get there with Will Anderson for that reason, even though I think it's a, if you're right about Houston, he can absolutely win, and I can be wrong. I just wanted to say that. I'm in on the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I'll take TJ Watt at plus 900, plus 850 on the screen at BetMGM to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Might have won it last year, too, if not for Surtain getting kind of that late season buzz there. I mean, we talked about the poll with the executives. 3 weeks to go with the season. They're like, hey, TJ Watt's number one. I'm like, let's bet it. Didn't work out. Here's PS2.
Offensive Rookie of the Year. What do you got here?
I'm going to go a little bit down the board with Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think that Teteroa McMillan has a big-time opportunity to put up some monster numbers for the Carolina Panthers. That defense is terrible. Now, the only issue is that is Carolina so bad to where they become completely irrelevant? But we know team success doesn't matter as much for this award. I think he's going to have like 130, maybe even 140 targets, 1,000-yard season on deck, double-digit touchdowns potentially. I like T-Mac for this award. He's 14-1. I'm going to get a little bit wild with this one. I think Teddaro McMillan wins Oroy.
All right, I'm going to go with a rookie receiver as well. I talked a lot about Matthew Golden, and I like the price for Matthew Golden. And I do have a Matthew Golden Offensive Rookie of the Year ticket at 30. He's 25 now. Emeka Egbuka is interesting at 15. He's going to, obviously, Chris Godwin's injured to start the year. Jalen McMillan's out until midseason. Egbuka's a little interesting. And, like, Tet's price being 14, it does feel a little off, right? And Travion Henderson's a good player. Hampton's a good player. Gentry can obviously win. Cam Ward could win, and I like Cam Ward, but it feels like Titans are up against it this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, I need to stand like firm on my opinions here. I think Travis Hunter's a megastar. Like a super duper star. I'm taking him in fantasy leagues, like ahead of ADP. I stacked him with Brian Thomas in one of my home leagues last night. And then got sniped on Trevor Lawrence, which is like insane because like I have the two receivers. Anyway, I'll take Travis Hunter, Femi, a 10-1 offensive rookie of the year.
Any durability concerns, though? Because, like, this playing both ways, I know he's going to be listed as the backup cornerback, but let's say he plays, like, 40% of defense and, like, 80% of offense. Any concern? Because he did get banged up a little bit at Colorado, missed a handful of games a couple years ago before last year when he had the mega Heisman season.
My sense is he'll play in certain packages on defense and be a full-time offensive player. That's my hope, at least. And I'm kind of seduced by Travis Hunter. So I'm in on Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
I want to go, so we'll save coach and like comeback player of the year. So stupid at this point. I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to win. Great. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take CMC.
Okay, great. It was probably one of those two or Dak, like one of those three is going to win.
Yeah, so three guys.
So you talked about Will Anderson, right? For defensive player. And I said it, the Texans could have the best defense in the league this season. Another team that could have the best defense in the league this season is the team that produced DPOY last year. The Denver Broncos. Now, I don't have Nick Benito or Surtain going back-to-back. I don't have a Bronco winning defensive player of the year. But I do think the upside is there for the Broncos to have the best defense in the league. And as a way to reward the Broncos for having the best defense in the league, is it possible Jade Barron, the first-round pick out of Texas, at 20-1? I like Abdul Carter a lot, obviously, but I'm thinking if this Broncos defense is going to be awesome, then I like Barron. And I also, if Seattle's defense is going to be great, Nick Amonwori also interested me. So Carter, I think, is probably who you'll go with, and it's probably a good pick. Jade Barron, I like the price for the Broncos, like new rookie cornerback who can play both inside and outside for Vance Joseph's defense.
Yeah, might get targeted quite a bit, you know, since nobody wants to throw at Patrick Surtain. So, like, hey, if he gets some hands on balls and gets like 4 or 5 interceptions, that's good for his case. For me, it's pretty simple. Abdul Carter. And the case is, have you seen him play?
Yeah, it's a good case.
That's the case.
I'll go very, coach of the year. Jacksonville won 4-13 last year. I think the Jaguars will win the AFC South and go to the playoffs. Give me Liam Cohen. Duval.
I like it because he's going to get all the credit for improving Trevor Lawrence and saving his career. I don't believe in Jacksonville, but if I did, he would be a guy that I would bet. The guy that I believe in is the guy that I've been talking about since March. The Jets thing has scared me. We're no longer on that Aaron Glenn program. But we are on the Silver and Black program. I think the Raiders are the sixth seed in the AFC this year. I think Pete Carroll gets that long-awaited Coach of the Year love as the legendary Hall of Fame coach, 15-1. I like Pete Carroll because I like this Raiders team as the surprise team in the NFL this season.
Patriots-Raiders, huge game on Sunday.
High leverage, baby.
For a bunch of different things, right? For a bunch of different stuff. Not just for, like, you bet rivalry with me on the Patriots, you on the Raiders. I'm going to bet the over in the game, and I may be done with it. We'll see. See what the rest of the injury report has to hold. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we will start the hour. Talking week one in the National Football League. X's and O's with Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.